You're listening to the RBN Energy Blogcast. This is an audio version of RBN's Daily Energy Blog, which is a fun and insightful daily commentary on oil, gas, NGL, and refined product markets. Each morning, we cover commodity fundamentals and industry changes to keep you informed of developing trends across the U.S. energy landscape.
Friday, May 1st, 2026. The big picture. The coming battle for gas between LNG exports and Southeast generation. Published by Housley Carr. Natural gas demand is building fast along the Gulf Coast. New LNG export terminals in Texas and Louisiana. New data centers, new industrial facilities and new power generation as far east as Florida. And new gas pipelines and pipeline expansion projects to help deliver the incremental gas that will be required. That's all baked in. What's still far from certain is where all the needed gas will come from, and how intense the battle for gas supply will become by the early 2030s. As we discuss in today's RBN blog, the second in a series, early indications are that it will be a battle royale. In part 1, we said that while we've blogged about rising demand for gas in the southeastern U.S. and the pipeline projects being planned to deliver more gas to the region, there's more to the story. That bigger picture is that gas consumers in the southeast, a region that, for our purposes here, includes Mississippi, Alabama, Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina, increasingly find themselves competing for supply with LNG exporters in Louisiana, as well as power generators and other gas consumers north of them in Tennessee, North Carolina, and Virginia. We noted that gas demand growth in the southeastern U.S. has been coming on fast and furious over the past few years, constraining the legacy gas pipeline networks there and resulting in the Sonnet, Southern Natural Gas, Florida Zone 3 and Transco Zone 4 price trading points being among the very few locations where gas is priced at a premium to Henry Hub for most of the year. And we discuss the pipeline systems that deliver gas to the region, the new pipelines and expansion projects being planned to increase flows, and the long list of gas-fired power plants being built. New utility-owned power plants, plus behind-the-meter generation at new data centers and industrial facilities, will pull increasing volumes of gas into the southeast from both the Marcellus Utica and points west, especially the Haynesville and other sources in Louisiana and Texas. Delivery of those sharply higher volumes will be made possible by the major pipeline projects being planned, including Williams Three-Part Southeast Supply Enhancement, SESE, which in Q4 2027 will add 1.6 BCF per day of southbound capacity on the company's Transco system. Boardwalk Pipeline Partners 1.16 BCF per day Kosciusko Junction Pipeline, which as soon as 2028 will move gas from a leg of the company's Texas Gas Transmission, TGT, system to its Gulf South system. Kinder Morgan's 2.1 BCF per day Mississippi Crossing, MSX, which in Q4 2028 will move gas southeast across the state's midsection and link several legs of Kinder's Tennessee Gas Pipeline, TGP, system with Transco and Sonnet. Kinder's South System Expansion 4, SSE4, which will expand the capacity of Sonnet's southern mainline through eastern Mississippi, Alabama, and Georgia, by 1.3 BCF per day in two phases coming online in Q4 2028 and Q4 2029. Kinder's Elba Express Bridge Project, EEBP, which will extend Kinder's Elba Express pipeline into South Carolina and provide at least 325 million cubic feet per day of capacity and as much as 1 BCF per day as soon as Q2 2030. Energy Transfer's 82-mile looping project on the Florida Gas Transmission System, FGT, co-owned by Kinder, that will boost FGT's capacity by 550 million cubic feet per day in Q4 2028. Energy Transfer's South Mississippi Project, SMP, which will enable up to 2 BCF per day to move into the southeast from the Carthage and Perryville gas hubs in East Texas and Northeast Louisiana, respectively. But while these projects will help ease pipeline constraints into and through the southeast, there's a huge catch, namely that gas consumers in the region will face increasingly fierce competition for gas supply. The largest, fiercest competitors will be existing and planned LNG export terminals, especially those in Louisiana and just across the state line in Texas. Five large terminals with current combined gas demand of more than 11 BCF per day, Sabine Pass LNG, Cameron LNG, Calcasieu Pass LNG, Plaquemine LNG and Golden Pass LNG, are in operation in that area and two more facilities, Port Arthur LNG and CP2, will be coming online over the next few years. Southeast gas consumers also will be competing with tens of thousands of megawatts of planned gas-fired generating capacity, including 10 new combined cycle plants with a combined 7,500 megawatts that Energy Louisiana is developing to support Meta's massive Hyperion data center complex, in Richland Parish, Louisiana. The data center and the power plants will be starting up in phases, mostly in 2028-30. Note, power plants consume far less gas than LNG export terminals. For example, as a group, the 10 energy plants will likely use a total of 1 to 1.2 BCF per day, compared to the roughly 4 BCF per day consumed by Sabine Pass LNG alone. To get a handle on how gas flows and basis across the Gulf Coast are likely to evolve, we turn to RBN's Arrow model. As we first discussed in All Shook Up a year ago, the Arrow model breaks down Texas, Louisiana, and nearby states into 11 regional markets and market hubs and 37 pipeline corridors. The model then, 1, aggregates gas production, demand, and net outflows or inflows for each market hub over time. 2, quantifies the degree to which gas is pushed/pulled between and among hubs, again over time. 3, anticipates gas flows on each corridor and the need for incremental pipeline capacity. And 4, forecasts the basis differentials that underlie and support the aforementioned flows of gas. Consider the South Louisiana region, which pipes in gas from Northwest Louisiana and Northeast Louisiana, and is a net exporter of gas to Southwest Louisiana and the five states in the Southeast, and ships out LNG from Plaquemine LNG. South Louisiana produces only modest amounts of gas, about 2 BCF per day, and receives 7 to 8 BCF per day from elsewhere. Local and non-LNG demand ramps up and down seasonally, generally between 2 BCF per day and 4.5 BCF per day. That trend is expected to continue through 2027, but the strong pull of gas to Plaquemine LNG has had a major impact on pipeline outflows. In fact, when you zero in on gas flows along the AJ pipeline corridor between South Louisiana and the Southeast, a corridor that includes FGT, Gulf South, Sonnet, TGP, and Transco, the Arrow model indicates that net outflows to the Southeast average less than 1 BCF per day in 2026-27, and flip to net inflows in the summer and shoulder months as Plaquemine LNG ramps up and the first phase of CP2 comes online. Fortunately for gas consumers in Mississippi and states to its east, gas flows from Northeast Louisiana to the Southeast, which includes Gulf South, Sonnet, Energy Transfer's Southeast Supply Header, and Kinder Morgan's Mid-Continent Express, are expected to remain steady at about 5 BCF per day. As we see it, the Kosciuszko Junction and Mississippi Crossing projects we described earlier will enable considerable volumes of southbound gas on TGT, TGP, and other major north-to-south systems to shift toward the southeast market before they reach northeastern Louisiana, see Taking Gas to the South on a Kashi Train. Similarly, the South Mississippi project will provide a clearer path for gas from the Carthage and Perryville hubs, and the FGT looping will ease flows into the southeast from as far away as Texas. The South System Expansion 4 project, in turn, will facilitate flows further east to Georgia and South Carolina. And don't forget Transco, whose ability to move gas south from Station 165, where the system meets the 2 BCF per day Mountain Valley Pipeline, soon to be expanded by 600 million cubic feet per day, into the Carolinas, Georgia, and Alabama is increasing thanks to the Southeast Supply Enhancement and other projects. It may come as a surprise to some, but the floating null point on Transco, that is, the point at which gas flows neither north nor south, has recently been hanging around the Georgia-South Carolina border. That's an indication that Transco, which started off decades ago as a solely one-way, south-to-north system, has become a major supplier of Marcellus-Utica gas to the southeast. There is, of course, a lot more to say about the impending battle for gas supply between gas consumers in the southeastern U.S. and LNG exporters in Louisiana and southeast Texas, and, as we said, gas consumers in Virginia, North Carolina, and Tennessee too. For now, suffice it to say that the battle is in its very early stages, that it will become more intense year by year into the 2030s, and that it will have serious implications for all market players. The Big Picture was written by Elton John and Bernie Taupin and appears as the seventh song on Elton John's 25th studio album of the same name. The song's lyrics talk about lasting love and looking at the bigger picture during a time of introspection. Personnel on the record were Elton John, vocals, acoustic piano, Davy Johnston, John Jorgensen, guitar, Bob Birch bass, Charlie Morgan, drums, percussion, and Guy Babylon, Ann Dudley, string arrangements. The album The Big Picture was recorded between November 1996 and May 1997 at Townhouse Studios and Air Studios Lyndhurst in London and produced by Chris Thomas. The album, which dropped in September 1997, was dedicated to Gianni Versace, John's fashion designer friend, who had been murdered shortly before the album's release. The album went to number 9 on the Billboard 200 albums chart and has been certified platinum by the Recording Industry Association of America. Three singles were released from the LP. Elton John, Reginald Kenneth Dwight, is a British singer, songwriter, and pianist. He started playing piano at an early age, winning a scholarship to the Royal Academy of Music in London. His partnership with lyricist Bernie Taupin is one of the most successful in history. John released his debut studio album, Empty Sky, in 1969. He has released 31 studio albums, 5 live albums, 10 soundtrack albums, 16 compilation albums, 4 EPs and 148 singles and has sold more than 300 million records worldwide. He has won 2 Academy Awards, an Emmy Award, 2 Golden Globe Awards, 6 Grammy Awards, a Tony Award, 9 ASCAP Awards, 3 American Music Awards, 6 BMI Awards, 3 Brit Awards, and 7 Ivor Novello Awards. John also has a CBE and has been knighted, is a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and the Songwriters Hall of Fame and has received Kennedy Center honors and a National Humanities Medal. He performed his last concert before officially retiring in July 2023 in Stockholm. Since then, he has made an appearance singing Tiny Dancer at the premiere of the documentary, Elton John, Never Too Late, in New York City in October 2024. He has also appeared on recent singles with Brandi Carlile, Spinal Tap, and Sam Fender.
Thanks for listening to the RBN Daily Energy Blogcast. For more information on energy market reports, maps, and consulting engagements, please visit us at rbnenergy.com. And thanks for rocking with us.